And it is 8:07 on this Monday morning. Michael's in the morning with you, and glad to be joined by Cody Burson from the Audrain County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning.
Might have to slip just a little closer. There we go. Yeah, you scoot your chair up. It's kind of like being in class. We don't want you to be at the very back of the room. All right, that's better. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, Shop with a Cop.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what that program is.
So, Shop with a Cop is an organization that we formed at the Sheriff's Office and local law enforcement agencies that we take kids Christmas shopping for the Christmas season. Maybe kids that aren't able to have the best Christmas, or maybe, you know, some of the parents are down on their luck or something like that. So it's just kind of something to bring the community together with law enforcement and have a good time.
And I'm quite certain that that takes quite a bit of fundraising to be able to pull that off every year, right?
Yes, it's 100% community funded. So,
and what do you have coming up that folks can get involved in to help raise money?
So I know I've got to talk to some people at the Martinsburg picnic and stuff like that. But normally we go to lots of the fairs and stuff like Soybean Festival we did last year. And then also we get donations from some of the community organizations as well.
Okay, so grants and,
yeah,
and
grants
things
and
like
stuff
that.
Like that, yeah.
So how long has it been going on?
I think we started in 2017.
So. Okay, so it's got a little life to it, about 5 years or so. Now, did the kids get to shop just for themselves, just for their parents, siblings?
So,
what do they get to shop for?
Yeah, so each kid gets $100, and that is to be used however they so choose, within reason, obviously.
Sure.
So we've had kids buy, you know, spend the whole $100 on themselves, and we've had kids go out and buy just stuff for their family members, maybe with one toy or something like that for themselves.
For themselves. So,
yeah, it's really however they want to use it.
Now, how many agencies participate? Because I know I've seen pictures of a lot of different law enforcement patches in these pictures. So
yeah, so normally it's the Audrain County Sheriff's Office, Mexico Public Safety, Missouri Department of Conservation, and Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Very nice. You did say conservation, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure Norman was getting involved.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yep,
good.
Yep.
Now, do you bring in anybody maybe from outside the county that has wanted to help?
Usually we do not, because it's just normally for the local agencies as opposed to, you know, bringing in outside agencies.
Okay. Very good. And any other major fundraisers planned, concerts or anything like that?
Well, so we have a dodgeball tournament in the
Uh-oh.
Works.
Okay.
Yeah. So right now what we're planning on doing is having a double elimination dodgeball tournament. But it's still in the planning phase. It's trying to get with one of the schools and figure out sports schedules where we can get in and use a gym or two. So that is still in the works. Once we figure out a date, then we'll make the big announcement of when it'll be.
So is this going to be law enforcement agencies against law enforcement agencies, or is it for the public or public against law enforcement?
So we will have a sign-up process for the public teams.
Okay.
I know I've already talked to a couple Little Dixie guys, and I know that they are interested and have a team waiting on standby as well. So it'll be open to the public for
sure. Okay. Now, normally during the school year, you are a school resource officer, correct?
Correct.
At R6 and Van Farr, do you split your time between both?
Yes. So we have, at the sheriff's office, we have two SROs. If he's at one school district, I'm at the other.
Okay. All right. So you rotate back and
rotate.
Forth. Well, that's good. It keeps you involved in both of those districts and may have a little bit different take on a problem than your co-SRO
right.
to be able to help kids out.
Yeah, yeah.
What has been the most challenging part of being an SRO?
Remembering everybody's names. No, it's a great job. If I ever come up on a challenge, all I've got to do is ask for help, and everybody's more than willing to help out. So, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better job than that.
Now,
so.
See, for me, it would be like refereeing basketball.
Right.
This fat boy doesn't run.
No, me
neither. I'm just saying. Cody, thank you so much for stopping in this morning and educating us on what Shop with a Cop is and Yeah, let us know about the dodgeball tournament, would you?
Will do. I thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, Cody Burson, our guest this morning on Mixed Country 96 and AM 1340 KXCO.